This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Colorado appeals court has reordered the sentencing of former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters. She's in prison for tampering with voting equipment and pushing President Trump's false claims of election fraud. The court says she was improperly sentenced. CPR's Bent Berkland reports.
The former Mesa County clerk was sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for her efforts to search for election fraud in the 2020 election. The Colorado Court of Appeals upheld the sentence, but said the trial court punished Peters based on her protected speech regarding allegations of election fraud, and it impacted the length of her sentence, and thus ordered resentencing. President Trump has called on the state to release Peters and also pardoned her. But the Colorado court ruled the pardon is unconstitutional because Peters is convicted of a state, not federal crime. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado businesses paid $1.1 billion in tariffs last year, says State Treasurer Dave Young. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
Colorado's tariffs are the highest in more than a century due to President Donald Trump's trade wars, Young said during a conference call for journalists. He says it's hard for businesses to adapt because the import taxes are unpredictable.
Policies are announced and they're changed, they're reversed, they're escalated with little warning. That creates chaos for business owners trying to plan investments, hire staff, or set prices.
Young says some Colorado companies are now trying to get refunds since the Supreme Court struck down many of the tariffs earlier this year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies home opener is this afternoon, and it could be another tough season. Last season, the Rockies had one of the worst records ever. First pitch is at 2:10, and expect plenty of game day traffic. This is CPR News at 6:06.